We are free. We are
Shut
free.
The we are fuck free. Up!
Who the F is
that boy? No one, my sweet! By any chance, did you catch crabs at that car break? Did you catch crabs?
What are you saying?
Did you catch crabs?
No one, my sweet!
Who the fuck are you speaking to? Who? Who? I'm talking to you!
Yeah, actually, Lance. Magpie we have here is, like, not even the same type of magpie as everywhere else.
What are they like, then?
They're different colors and they have a different name.
Uh-huh.
They're, like, something weird, like Atticus or Fiticus or, I don't know, something from Harry Potter.
Ragpies.
Ragpies.
Also, I did not just make a racist Japanese voice.
Yes,
sir.
Welcome to the Weebercast.
Yeah, cool. That can be the title.
Yeah, that's like the intro. Hey!
Hey!
Hey! Same time, ready? Hey! Okay, we got it.
Oh, references to the best.
I might actually write an intro for this, finally.
You know, I really actually never think that there's any good Australian comedy act besides...
Lana Woodley.
I really don't think anything is really that good besides them.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, like, mean, because there's, like, all these little comedians around the place.
And for reference, we're talking about an Australian show... Lana and Woodley, Frank Woodley and Colin Lane, and moving into video games based off that as a reference in the show called The Condors. It's not just any Conda,
but
the Conda.
Conda.
That is a group, a crew that Chris has created on GTA Online,
and
which is actually working at the moment. Still horribly buggy, but it's on.
Yeah, well, at least you weren't, like, the person that's like, oh boy, it's the launch day of the online. I better jump on and do all that stuff. And that's like, this is the worst fucking experience I've ever had trying to play a game ever.
Well, I had a pretty horrible experience straight away because I was like, I didn't really want to start with a race. And I would have won, except for just before the finish line, a car pulled out and I smashed into it.
You just got burnt out. Yeah, burnt out.
You got burnt out.
That's a thing. That's now what happens in any fucking burnout game whenever, like, you touch the thing slightly and then it's like, excuse me while you have a 20-minute, like, crash scene.
Now let's watch it from this angle. Now from this angle.
Then it, like, goes to the driver and it's like his entire life flashes before his life. Like... He's
washed
born, he's like hanging around with his friends and all that sort of stuff. He meets the girl of his dreams, has a kid, and then it's just like...
And we've actually pretty much just jumped straight into this. But if this is the first time you're listening and you've probably... We're kind of rebooting the whole thing. We're not going to get rid of the old episodes, but we're rebooting. So I should probably throw in that my name is Jules.
My name is Big Balls Mahoney.
Also known as Chris. So, Big Balls Mahoney.
I just, like, came up with that totally. I don't remember anything about, like, wrestling or anything.
Speaking of wrestling, I was watching Fox 8 the other day. I mean, I was watching some channel the other day. And,
you can say, like, channel names.
I don't know about
that.
I'm just make sure. And, wrestling was on, and Travis and I were just watching it. We're going, like, seriously, like, this is so fake. It's so shit. And then, like, cut to an hour later,
we were still watching the storylines.
Yeah, no, an hour later, we were still watching it. Like, even though, like, it was still captivating, we're just like, well, you know, a little person came out dressed in a bull suit, and he was going crazy, and I just had to watch it. You see little people fighting. It's fun.
Yeah.
Really real wrestling.
Really real wrestling. God, I don't want to, like, keep on jumping through the tangents, because that just, like, causes so many fucking...
We're talking about wrestling, though.
No, but, like, you go from, like, what were we, GTA to Burnout to like talking about the reboot than to wrestling, then if I go through that,
they're called segues.
No, segway. They're just tangents.
Segway, tangent, tangent, segway.
It's like there's all these circles and they're just shooting off. Eventually, it'll become like a giant circle somehow.
Oh, I thought you were like sort of saying it's like, you know, the embryo or an odd little tail shooting off. That's the image you gave me.
I thought I was going to give you a jacking off image.
Those images are always good.
The memory remains on that.
Well, it's been a while, and this is probably the first podcast. We did a podcast a long time ago.
I was
going
to like talk to you about GTA Online, but like I saw your experience playing with it completely. You didn't get past like buying clothes.
Yeah, well, no, I did. I bought the clothes. I did eventually bought the clothes.
But
it's too forced for an online experience. I don't like that.
Oh yeah, it's a long tutorial is the problem.
I don't want a story online. I already have a story for story mode. I don't
want to
play online.
But they want to give you this story.
Captivate. That's where you masturbate after you've been taken captive by pirates. You were captivating. Yeah, wasn't that funny? Okay, stop.
No, I'm just thinking. Grr! Masturbate for me.
It's not the only one-eyed part we were talking about. That was crap as well. All right,
We have some like rust on this whole thing. We have some rust on this whole thing. I haven't mind playing GTA Online. I've only played it like for about 2 hours or 3 hours. And, like, the last hour of me playing it was just essentially me running around with Lucas killing him and him just killing me. Because at one point we found an island that's just, like, this little offshot piece that's, like, probably at best 500 meters squared.
Mm. Well, I'll probably jump. I might jump on later on. Like, as Lucas has been asking me to play, so I might jump on later.
How did he get gold?
I don't know. He just asked me like last week or something if I wanted to play some GTA.
But it was so funny because we had no ammo, so we just were like, okay, fisticuffs time, and we were just punching each other to death. And because like the respawn like is very close to wherever you die, we were just like respawning on the little island area. Best fun until like my fucking internet decided to slow down, and then I had to stop playing.
Yeah. Oh, I just went through and got all the ship parts, which is actually alright to have 50 collectibles.
Mm.
Like I find 50s like two lots of 50 is better than one lot of 100 because like you're completing two missions instead of just one massive one.
Yeah. I haven't actually done any of the collectibles, but then again, I restarted my story so that I could not have Packy dead.
I randomly found, what do you call it? Was that drug that your mum asked you to look for? Trevor's mum?
That van.
Yeah, Delutamol. I randomly found that. I was driving a helicopter and I crashed. And then, like, I just found it was Franklin. So I just drove, I just found where Trevor was. He was on a bridge naked. So I found him and then I just drove, drove the truck to him and then, like, I jumped in as Trevor, like I jumped in and then Franklin pulled me out and then so I had to switch to Franklin and make him run away from the van so Trevor could get in it. he wouldn't let Trevor have the van.
Yo, dog, this is Max Gore.
I find myself doing that all the time. Like there's a small platform for one of the collectibles I had to land on and Trevor's the better pilot. And so I had to actually deliver the helicopter to Trevor at one point. And, like, I find myself doing that all the time because Trevor's helipad's all the way out, whereas Franklin's helipad's, like, right in the middle of the city. So
yeah.
I just drove the helicopter to him. And
God. There was, you remember that Strangers and Freaks mission that you play as Franklin with that guy that's a daredevil kind of person?
Yep.
You know the one with the helipad?
Yeah.
Like, you go jump off the helipad?
Yeah, you land on the truck.
Yeah. I was there like, okay, how do I get
that
up
that took me like 50 times, and then at the very last time, I realized if you hold B, he just lands straight on it. If you hold the cinematic camera thing, it locks
onto
the
truck.
Oh, no,
it's not landing on the truck. I did that first time. Getting up to the helipad was my problem. I'm like, how do I get up here? I'm like, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a plane. No, actually, I got a helicopter, and I just jumped out.
I did the same thing. I went to the airport because I didn't feel like getting a helicopter, and I just stole the nearest plane I could find because there was cops chasing me. And then I just sort of flew above the building, parachuted out, and just landed on it. But I actually, coming down, I didn't land on the helipad. I actually came down and hit the side of the helipad and just sort of like rolled. I almost fell off the edge. Anyway.
Yeah. See, here's what happens, and I find this hilarious. You crash a plane. No one gives a fuck. You know, 9/11 never happened. Not at all. You crash a helicopter. Oh my fucking God, they're going to get shitty with you.
The cops.
And what was even more annoying was like...
The popo. The FIB.
No, after like I lost the Wanted Stars, the Freaks and Strangers mission wouldn't show up. So I had to like switch out and back in, like hoping that it'd work.
Yeah, that happens to me all the time. Like yeah. I come to a place as Franklin, it's like you have to be Trevor to do this, and then by the time I get there as Trevor, it's like this mission's not available, so I'm like,
That's probably what happened to the fucking freak the clean freak lady with you.
I've actually got it now. I did it yesterday.
It's pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
It's just how fucking like crazy in love he gets with her instantly. And like then you just realize every now and again Patricia calls or emails you and you just like fucking freak out. Like you're all like instantly sensitive Trevor.
Yeah.
Sensitive Trevor.
I just love when your mum like calls when Trevor's mum calls him, you know, gay, and he's like, what? No. I always wanted a gay, so he just, like, starts crying.
He's technically a gay son. He bangs a decent amount of dudes.
Floyd. What's that? What's the bear's name? Mr. Raspberry? No, what is it?
I think Mr. Raspberry's.
Yeah.
And he just puts it on the fucking front of the
truck.
No
one, my sweet. Yeah.
I'm sick and tired of you and John. Hey, I was going to see Cousin Floyd. I feel sorry for Wade.
Yeah.
Hearing that entire story, you're just like, my God, what happened to...
Like, Trevor even beats him all the time. Like, you know, even when he does something good, he's like, you know, gives him less of a beating.
I feel like it's the, like, sort of level of relationship everyone thinks Caboose and Church has. You know?
Yeah. Well, Trevor's like a psycho, but at the same time, he's probably less psycho than Michael.
Because
at least Trevor never actually, you know, pretended to kill himself and trade in his brothers.
I say stealing the weapon of mass destruction from
it's,
Meriwether.
Yeah, it's
and then...
psycho, but he's also not like a heartless psycho. Michael's kind of heartless.
Yeah, I guess so.
He's cold. I mean, he treats his kids like shit.
His kids are fucking shit.
They are shit.
Like,
but, you know, what do you expect from, you know, a drug addict father?
Oh, fuck it.
I'm a stoned father.
You know what was actually hilarious? I found out, like, the voice for his son Jizzle is the kid from Magic School Bus, the Wrangler.
Yeah, I don't remember that show. Really? I remember the show, but I don't remember any of the characters. As
there's like this little Wrangler kid, driver. And I'm like, huh, the Wrangler's the...
Jeez, nice teacher.
And everyone's like, he's fucking Jonah Hill. It's like, no, he isn't. Because, you know, Jonah Hill would have been a bit more funnier.
And he also would have been paid a lot more.
Yeah, they would never pay somebody that big to do a voice.
Yeah, well...
Samuel L. Jackson.
James Woods.
Ricky Gervais.
Although Ricky Gervais wasn't as famous then.
Yeah. He's just a good comedian.
Yeah. Actually, he hadn't even been doing stand-up comedy for that long.
Hmm.
Like, I think he started with Office, didn't he? And then he moved into stand-up?
I feel like he would have been doing stand-up before.
I'm pretty sure he was, like, not that... like, he hadn't been doing stand-up for a long time.
Well, it could be like Simon Pegg, where, like, his stand-up wasn't really well-known.
Yeah, maybe. I think I just remember someone saying, like, I heard someone say that or something. It's not something I necessarily read myself.
Mm. Fair enough.
Don't blink.
So what else have you been...
Sorry.
What else have you been playing?
Playing? Well, you just brought over Wind Waker HD, and I jizzed everywhere all over the Wii U. Even though I'm not a big fan of everything on the Wii U. Wind Waker.
The Wii U hasn't had any real good games for you.
Wind Waker. Yeah, I just... so good.
Let's face it, that was like probably one of the best adventure titles in adventure like the last title. 10 years.
That was good.
It's
good.
Like one of the best ones of the last decade.
Yeah.
I can't really say that there was anything that was like that great musically or like visually.
It's visually stimulating. Very bright colors, very the water is solid color, it's not transparent, you know, it looks exactly how a cartoon should look.
Yeah.
You know. It looks
it's one of the like things that like has as an advantage. Like it could have still stayed on the GameCube, but would have had like really fucking bad controls. Because like I was saying 3 or 5 fucking times, fuck that C button.
That before Wind Waker, there's not Wind Waker. There's not they weren't developed by Capcom, correct?
Like some games were actually made by Capcom, but those are just those over the top ones.
Was it?
No.
I know Minish Cap was, and I know Wind Waker is.
Right? No, it isn't. It's the Nintendo only. Capcom.
I thought you said Wind Waker came up with Capcom.
No. I was saying I was wishing that the new Zelda title was.
Oh, okay.
Because they were responsible for Minish Cap and the Four Swords Adventure that was on the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
And they were also in charge of what was that other game? They were in charge of remaking A Link to the Past.
A Link to the
Disney...
Past is coming back, right? Isn't that Skyward Sword or is that a different one?
They're making a sequel to A Link to the Past. I thought they were doing a remake Between Two as Worlds well. Or something.
Oh, is it?
That's the 3DS game.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, man, it'd be nice if Capcom did this, because Capcom know how
to... It wouldn't be the same Capcom team, would it? Because didn't Capcom get bought by a Canadian team developer or something?
No. I don't know. Because
wasn't Dead Rising 2 a Canadian game now? It's not.
Yeah,
it wasn't
what they did was they opened it up to a different developing team because they're like, well, obviously you Westerners don't like our Eastern ideas, so let's give you like fucking rights to develop all of our fucking games because that will work. And, you know, didn't.
You know how white people like to take pictures of everything, even when they're in a zombie apocalypse?
No,
I just want to throw that out there. That was pretty ridiculous. That seems like a very Japanese perspective.
But, like, how it changed was, in the first game, you know...
Yeah, but there's a difference.
The story was kind of silly.
The second one, from what I've seen, is very Saints Row 5-ish. Like, it's kind of... You live in a very cartoony superhero world sort of thing.
No, it isn't. It's
that's what it seems like. Though. Oh, not 5, sorry. Saints Row 4.
No, how
Because it was super ridiculous.
Oh, no, what I meant
the story.
They made 2 different versions of 2 as well. They made one with Frank West and one way... Like, the original one was with Chuck Green and Katie. And I actually had a different opinion to somebody on that. They actually hated the one with Frank West, but I like it. And they liked the one with Chuck Green because, like, I don't know, reasons. I'm like, I don't want to have to go back to a safe house every now and again to give, like, some fucking little kids Zombrex. I want to be able to, like, do whatever I want whenever and then just inject myself with
do
the fucking
I
syringe.
Want, whenever I want, however I want.
It just made, like, this really stupid little fucking...
And if, you know, Dead Rising wasn't already on, like, you know, a clock, you really want that. I mean, that's the only reason.
Oh boy, I better.
The only reason I didn't enjoy number one, like too much stuff to worry about. I got to do this before 4 o'clock. Fuck that.
No. I actually didn't mind that.
It's too much. I can't even do.
I liked the pressure of it because, like, eventually.
Under pressure.
Well, you'll just find this one magazine or 2 magazines, which will make your
beat off.
It'll make like one of the weapons that you can pick up really fucking OP. When you defeat the clown, he drops chainsaws, like little chainsaws.
Yeah.
And every time you, like, leave that area and go back to it, you can actually pick another one up. And those things can take down every boss easily. Like, each psycho can fall to that easier than anything else. Even, like, the crazy ex-Vietnam guy who, like, jumps up into the fucking venting area and, like, jumps down and all that sort of stuff with a fucking machete.
Yeah, I know. It was just a really weird layout of a game for me. Like, I couldn't get used to the idea as... It was like...
Oh, you've got an invest
time.
You
know, it was not even just a time thing. It was very MMO-ish. Like, there was, like, a world boss in, like, certain areas. Like, you'd go to, like, the like a certain area, and then there was a boss there.
And then all of a sudden, you couldn't verse it. It's the flat routine.
It was very weird. I don't know.
That's what happens when you fight the big fat dyke cop.
I saw Travis play a fair bit of it, but I
liked it, but
I haven't even. I played it so long ago; it's not even on my current gamer card. I played that on my old gamer card.
Yeah, no, it's like one of those games that you'd really have to like dedicate a lot of like studying to, especially like trying to take down the redneck who's got shotguns in like this little ass store. It's a pain in the fucking ass because essentially you go like, because there's no cover system in this, like you don't really know what is out of his sight. So
motorbikes, people driving around on motorbikes in the background.
So essentially, you know, trying to like attack him, he can probably like just pop out. There goes my throat. And
sorry.
He like will shoot you with the shotgun, which will knock you back and make you fall on the ground. It's kind of a dickish move. Game development, it's fun.
Yes, and while we're talking about game development, I'm just gonna let that pass for a second.
You know what you need in your game?
Hold on.
Motorbikes.
Yes. Motorbikes.
Because Alex the Kid was like the best game in the world.
I'm just waiting to see when it's safe to talk. And while we're waiting, we'll just do some singing. Okay, I think it's set to talk. The name of the podcast is the Weepercast.
I thought it was Ball Slaps McGee's.
No, that's your DJ name.
I thought that was my cover band. My cover band.
I thought it was the album by your cover band. And it's called that because I have a game that I was developing called
The
Weebers.
You're still developing it.
It's still development, but it's on a pause at the moment. Voice but I did break. I did release like a mini arcade survival zombie game called The Weebing Dead. You can go to my Mediafire thing there and just you can go to Weebercast.com and the most recent blog will actually have a link to it, so it'll take you to my Mediafire account. You can download it. It's like 112 megabytes, which is crazy because the original Weeber Zombies game that I released was only 30 megabytes, which is the upload limit on my website.
Say what?
So it's crazy that how much bigger and more sophisticated the engine's got. It's crazy.
Or bloated, depends.
Hey?
Or bloated, depends.
Well, actually, probably 30 or 40 megabytes is actually terrain maps, because now you can,
motherfucker,
you can swap out your own terrains now. If you don't like the way I painted the terrain, you can paint your own terrain. If you have a model editor, you can replace the sword with whatever type of sword you want.
Dildo bad time.
Dildo bad time. You could do that totally if people have the right program to mod my GM mod file.
You know,
I wanted it to be that.
Sometimes I really just like think like how much Saints Row the Third destroyed my life. Like, I just then thought, you know how funny it'd be, like, if somebody, like, over every time Michonne is, like, using her sword, just,
Michonne.
Animated on top of that, like, the penetrator from Saints Row 3.
It's definitely not Michonne. Sorry.
No, it's...
I know, it's Calzone. That's what you say.
Like, don't get me in my zone.
No, it's Calzone. You said so yourself.
Don't make me answer that phone. Don't make me answer that phone. Don't make me answer that phone. I'm definitely a Calzone.
I'm definitely
a Calzone.
Jesus.
Oh, God. You know how you're talking about the PS Vita? Like earlier, we started recording?
I sort of talked about it. I mentioned it, yes.
Well, you mentioned it a
yes.
bit. I kind of like what they're doing, which is, like, they're pity-porting everything that they can. Like, developers are like, the Vita needs games. And, like, something they do all the time, like, well, something that Telltale, no, not Telltale's the Lego games.
They're
no, it's Telltale.
They're TT. They're Tall Tale. No, they're TT anyway.
Tall Tale is
What they call them.
Yeah,
Traveler's Tales.
Traveler's Tales. Man, I miss that fucking company. I was like there a while ago, going, man, I remember playing Crash Bandicoot: Wrath of Cortex. What happened to Traveler's Tales? Then I looked up their logo, and it was the fucking TT. I'm like,
I did the guys biggest...
responsible for all the Lego games.
I did the biggest dick thing the other day. Well, actually, it was months and months ago.
Did you walk up to somebody while they're watching Fight Club and go, he's Tyler Durden?
No.
Then you didn't do the biggest dick thing.
I don't know if that's the biggest dick thing. I think there's bigger dicks out there. There's bigger dicks.
He actually died at that very point, and throughout the entire time he was counseling Haley Joel Osment or whatever his fucking name is, the little kid that says, I can see dead people, he was actually dead.
Yeah, there's bigger dick things.
He was Kaiser Soze all along.
There's bigger dick things, I feel like. I mean, I'm your father. I mean, you know.
His mother was dead all along. It's funny because, like, you'd have to know these movies.
What was the most recent one? Oh, yeah, it's his daughter.
I can't even remember.
Don't fuck your daughter.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Comstock just walks into the room and you're like, oh no, oh,
shit.
No.
This
feels like kissing my brother. I know what you're talking about.
Back on the track of TT, I bought Lego Batman on PC.
Remember Italian Spider-Man?
Hey.
Have you ever seen anything about Italian Spider-Man?
Probably not.
There's this reaction gif from it, where like some guy walks into a room and he sees like there's a dead body, and he like he has this like really terrible acting where it's like, I just imagine that is Comstock's face now. Oh god.
It's like, no, but
oh no.
I bought a Lego game. Ooh. And it wasn't... It's Windows... It's a Windows game.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a Windows Live game that has achievements.
Yeah.
So I sent a letter to him, like, mad. Like, an email being like, why can't I get achievements? Is it, like, something corrupted with the download? Did they message you? Yeah. They messaged me back. I thought, because a lot of people had the same problem. Like, why have I had no achievements? Turns out, you know, there's two different titles. Mm. Like, there's, like, you actually had to know, if, like... Because, like, not all Windows Lives have the achievement thing. And then they're like, yeah, that game doesn't have achievements. I'm like, oh. So, but I messaged them, like, you know, sort of like a sarcastic thing. So that was kind of a dick move. But, yeah. I got mad because I downloaded it twice thinking my corruption, that it was corrupted.
Oh, okay. No, that's something that happens. They sometimes don't.
But the reason I thought it had achievements.
Because it says games for Windows?
No. Well, it is against the Windows, but there's a fucking... I was on a website that had an achievement list for it, and it was under PC.
Mm.
So I thought the PC version had achievements.
Yeah. They probably would have been like, wait, you actually want, like, Games for Windows Live on top of, like, your game?
Yeah. I know, same thing with Steam. I use Steam.
Some people, like, find that really odd, but, like, people coming from the Xbox... We actually do want this terrible fucking achievement system.
Because Steam doesn't. No one complains about Steam. Same thing. I kept seeing achievements pop up, like, every time I was playing.
When you got Steam Bioshock. And Game for Windows Live on.
Yeah, but not all games. If a game, if you buy it, they're not all of them require Steam to be open.
I think
open.
We should buy the Gears of War on PC.
Bioshock 2
can't.
Didn't need it. Hey?
We should buy Gears of War
on PC. I don't really want it because... It's got a whole heap of online achievements anyway, so
yeah,
there's
but
no
then
chance.
There's that extra little pointless
chapter that they cut out with the Brumac or whatever it was.
Where you kill a Brumac.
Yeah. Definitely not a Brumac. Anyway.
Yeah.
We're half an hour through. We're probably not going to have a massively long podcast, so
yeah.
I just want
to
try.
I want to, like, complain about one thing.
Yeah,
and
you
don't know
complain.
If you listen to me.
You can complain while I search a movie thing. We're going to play a little movie game.
Oh, fuck. You're not going to listen to this like you
I
did
can,
before.
I can listen.
Did you actually listen to my rant about Arkham Origins?
Yes.
That sounded like Stewie, like lying. Yes.
I probably didn't hear it.
You know how like in Legend of Zelda, how they always like have that one like way to defeat a boss, and it's through like something that you've just learned how to use.
Yeah, it's like repetition. It teaches you how to. But then that combines with the last boss in the game, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is what I really don't like about the new Batman game, is that we're essentially being force-fed how to, like, learn how to do the things that we've already learned how to do in two previous fucking games. So, I've only just defeated Slade, which... I gotta check if Ron Perlman actually voiced him so that I can bitch about that as well.
When I saw the trailer for Arkham Origins, yeah, I actually confused Deathstroke with, like, a Metal Gear Solid thing for a second.
Deathstroke is built up so fucking much. He is like...
Not even the last enemy. He's just an enemy, right?
He was like, it's like, oh yeah, this is the guy that we all know. He's fucking Slade, you know? Anybody that's watched Teen Titans know who Slade is. Fucking people who've watched Arrow know who Slade is. And he's the third fucking boss.
Hmm.
It's like... not Nintendo. Well, Warner Brothers!
Something I saw about Origins was actually pretty cool. How you can go through the database and like match clues and stuff and like find out if like what perps have been up to and stuff. Like,
yeah, it's kind of cool, but
it's, well, I don't know. Like, I'm not super into that game, but investigation-wise,
I just Google searched Deathstroke. The fucking second top search is how to beat Deathstroke in Batman Arkham Origins. This comes down to that fucking battle is so annoying. Because it is just a counter fest. Essentially, they drill into you how to counter.
Yeah, no, I saw a video on that one of the developers of the game was saying, because people play the game with that, like a lot of people play the game without ever learning how to counter, and they really wanted to force people into it.
And that's a fucking dick thing. I don't care. I know how to counter. If somebody else doesn't know...
Well, like, that's a big thing in Assassin's Creed as well. If you don't know how to counter, you're going to have a fucking harder time playing the game. Which is what pissed me off about the most recent ones, because there's a fuckload of enemies that are too strong for your counters. You can't counter them. Like, they stab you with spears, and you can't fucking counter anything they do. You just have to fucking throw bombs and shit at them.
Yeah, they can't. I really don't fucking approve of, you know, forcing somebody. Like, if counters weren't, like, so, like, weak against Slade, I'd be fine with it. I'm playing on normal difficulty, and that battle takes more than fucking 4 minutes. Now, you may say, well, that's because it's a boss battle. If it was a boss battle for something that was actually a Japanese hack and slash game, yeah. This is a fucking standard Western, like, look at us be Metroidvania-ish with fucking Zelda sort of stuff as well. Aren't we fucking cool? And it's a painful fucking boss battle. Because I didn't play the game. I wasn't playing the game with, I'm trying to actually hit... Oh, there it is. I'm trying to get the IMDb for Ron Perlman to see if he was late.
I'm also on IMDb.
But, fucking... Essentially what it comes down to is I had to turn hints on so that I could see when, like, I was supposed to counter. Because without actually having the counter on, well, without having the tips on, you can't see the counter, like, when you're able to counter. And if you counter way too early in, like, these little cutscene-ish sort of pieces, he will take you down fucking hard. You will, like, die without having any chance. And it's because, like, when you try to hit him straight up, you'll probably get, like, 3 hits in if you're lucky. It's a terrible fucking boss battle. Forcing people to just learn how to attack is a dick thing.
I kind of don't like any sort of force in any game. I like being at, like, if a certain way is easier, like, it does more damage, like, but you're not forced into doing it, that's pretty much how.
Yeah, like, I'd be fine with it if, like, you know, they didn't try to make it a long counterfest. You know, I like it when, you know, you play something like Legend of Zelda and you have to, like, redo the same sort of thing. But, like, it's not, like, continuously the same animation. It's not continuously, you know, the same fucking thing every 3 seconds. I just... It's a painful, painful existence. And whoever made that should, like, never have a fucking job again in that studio. Anyways, by the looks of it, he is not a part of Arkham Origins.
Who?
Ron Perlman. Who is, like, the usual voice actor for Slade.
But basically, I just want to throw out there, if you're going to go to YouTube, check out Trevor Crabs. It's a song I just made about Trevor and his crabs. Well, it's not his crabs, but that. And check out Whooping Dead. And while you're at it, go watch The Walking Dead.
What?
Yep.
No, and, no, just...
And while you're also at it,
add something.
Go watch some Game of Thrones, because that's awesome. So
apparently this news is 2 days old, though.
Of
and
what?
I can't...
What are you going to witch about? Witch about?
No, it's actually... I'm kind of shocked and kind of sad.
About what?
Edna Krabappel's dead. The voice actress for it, she passed away, like, yesterday or something.
Yeah, no, a lot of celebrities been dying recently. Didn't Tom Clancy die? Someone else died as well, a couple of days after him, I'm feeling.
But who cares? Tom Clancy's dead. No more good Splinter Cells, right?
Yeah, because he totally wrote all of those Splinter Cells.
He co-wrote them.
So, that's like, you know, that's like when you're in a threesome. And one of them's putting more effort in than the other.
And another piece of the news, and it's like, yeah, Edna Krabappel will never be there.
Crabapple.
Crandall. She won't be ever in, like, the show again, which kind of is sad, because...
Yeah, but they've killed, like, heaps of characters that no one ever noticed.
Yes,
because she was the main teacher.
Yes, because, you know... She wasn't at all now romantically involved with, like, Ned Flanders or anything.
Yep. He hit that shit.
I wonder if they're going to just do an episode with Seymour, like, Mullins.
I wonder if they're going to do...
Or if they're just going to have, like, her get knocked off of, like,
damn it!
Stadium.
I was going to make that joke and you cut me off at the
Seymour.
I'm
going
to
go get some t-shirts. I'm going to go get some hot dogs.
Go get some
no
t-shirts.
No foot long. No! It happened again.
Smokers
I beat you
jokers.
To the shirt shot.
The shirt shot.
They just... I feel like they should do that, but at the same time, I feel like that'd be massively disrespectful to the dead.
Mm. I know, but she's also in a... She was in a comedy show, so...
Yeah.
I feel like... If I was in charge of voice acting, like casting, I'd do the same thing as Bernie does, like record in some way, like a death plot.
Mm.
Someone dying. Just that way, if anything bad ever happens to an employee, it's not another thing you have to think about. It's done. And they gave, you know, they were okay with the ending, and, you know, that's how I do it. I would record your death. Chris, I would record your death, okay? I just want you to know
that. I'm going to fucking haunt you and jerk off into your face every night.
Don't do that.
Nah, I have more people to stalk and... haunt and such, because, you know, ghosts are a real thing.
Oh, did you watch did you see that Kristen Schaal special?
No.
Anyway, she had a really great bit where she had, like, the pot and then, like, the lid of the pot, like, broke up, and then, like, the spoon sort of came in, and then, like, you know, the lid realized he was being a jerk, and then, like, they hit it together. It's fucking really fun. It's ridiculous. It's completely... Like, she's fucking a lunatic. I feel like she should be locked up.
Yeah. There's that You Made It Weird...
You Made It
episode,
yeah,
with her on it.
Yep.
And that was, like, a pretty good episode to listen to.
I always forget the line from Bob's Burgers, but it's fucking so funny.
Oh, look! There's a grappling hook down here! When I heard that episode, like... I was watching that episode... I'd already watched, like, a lot of Gravity Falls, and I thought that was a direct quote to like another character that she's done, which is Mabel.
Yeah.
And like at the very end of the pilot episode, what happens is Grunkelstein like says that his great nephew and niece can have like an item, and Dipper just gets like a hat to like have again, and she gets a grappling hook. She's like, I gotta, and she does like the whole like Link spin and holds it up in the air. Grappling hook.
I'm gonna see if I can find the quote from Bob's Burgers that I was trying to say to you the other day when you're walking away from me, but I couldn't remember it and I fucked it up.
I haven't watched Bob's Burgers.
You've seen this episode. It's the art crawl episode. Oh, that's right. It's You Smell Like Ointment and Pee. You know, with the old man, she's like, hey, he smells like ointment and pee. And he goes, you smell like ointment and pee. And then she, as they're walking away, they keep yelling it back at each other. You smell like ointment and pee.
She just has that her voice perfect is perfect. Voice.
Yeah, so it makes me laugh. No, you smell like ointment and pee. It's good. It's a good line.
Uh-huh. Funny line. Funny person.
Ruins.
I saw like the end of like that comedy act that they had from ages back where he's like
Robin.
Like he's got like at the very end he's just using props and he's like got a fucking huge, like he's got an umbrella and he's like, oh, elephant diaphragm.
Yeah.
Like, he's just, like, quick-firing off.
It's pretty much what he does all the time. Like,
yeah, he'll just grab things.
I don't think he ever truly had a set. He just went up on stage and then, like, waited for the audience to do something. Like, when he takes the camera from the audience member and just goes down and makes fun of every single person. Hey, what's this? That's, like, improv. Like,
no, like, he's an improv god.
Yeah.
Let's face it. There was an entire show where he was just improv. Like,
Morgan Mindy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
what cocaine does to you. Makes you hyper aware. Cocaine.
I can't breathe. My nose is blocked. Oh, oh,
oh. One of my favorite things is like if Robin Williams was cast into just random movies that he shouldn't have been casted into.
1 hour for
Batman. What if he was Bane?
No. What he'd have to be is all the villains.
All the villains.
Catwoman. Calendar Man. Just like all these villains. Like, no, I'm the Penguin. Ho ho. Big umbrella. Elephant diaphragm. It gets nasty under there.
And we're back.
Oh, but just how he. Like, then he even, like, sung a song, like, in his Elmer Fudd voice. Like, this was the final bit he did. And it was, like, a fucking Bruce Springsteen song. And it was just so fucking well done. He's just good at his job. Thank God he can, like, you know, just coast along on his early success.
Yeah. Speaking of, like, 80s comedians... Jay Farrow does an awesome Eddie Murphy.
Wait, there's other 80s comedians that are still alive.
Yeah, but like, it's a really good Eddie. It's a really good Eddie Murphy
from the like all the drug abuse.
He does a really good Will Smith as well.
Seriously, how many of them are still alive? You'd think that they'd all be dead from alcohol.
That's actually a really funny joke I heard. I don't know which comedian it was, which is going to suck, but he goes, I'm a chocoholic. I can't, I'm addicted to chocohole. And it just made me think of all the dumb people who say I'm a chocoholic or something like that. Like they're making like a word that shouldn't even exist at all. Considering that the holic comes from alcohol. I'm a chocoholic.
Yeah.
You smell like ointment and pee.
Well, you smell like a bad bath. Think about that. Think about it.
We'll be right back.
No, you aren't.
Oh, yeah, we won't.
Shut up. No one watches this show.
No one watches it, that's right. Yeah, people listen to it. People listen.
You see right through my loophole there.
I had a really crazy dream the other night, and I wrote down like the joke of it when I woke up, like instantly. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. I woke up and put it on my phone. It was basically Stephen King having his own show, like Jerry Seinfeld, and he's up on stage and it does.
What
like,
are you talking about? I'm saying that she just grabbed his leg and smashed his ankle
even
in.
Go that, doesn't even go that far. It starts off. It does the intro like a bong, da bong, 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 bong. Like you know, it's like the whole Jerry Seinfeld thing.
Red rum,
and
red
then,
rum.
And then he's just on stage and he goes. So I wrote 7 books today. And it was over. I just woke up and I was like, that was an odd dream. That was an odd dream.
No, now I'm just thinking of like the whole, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do you mean, Red Rum? I'm saying Red Rum. What does it mean?
Red Rum, is that a reference to a Stephen King novel?
It's The Shining Murder. It's murder backwards, Red Rum.
Oh, yeah. They reference that in...
Because it's in like a... You see it in a mirror, like Davy writes and it's in a mirror and it's murder.
Yeah, they reference that in something I was watching like not long ago.
Simpsons.
Was it Simpsons?
Red Room, over there. It's like a really old episode.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the Murder House episode.
Yeah, I know the episode.
With when like, name is holding up the sandwich and his hand gets cut off.
What is it? No TV and no beer and... TV makes Homer or something.
Go crazy.
Oh no, it's that's we always say
Shining reference.
We always say go, but it doesn't even say go, right? It's something something because go is part of the crazy. It goes it's go crazy, and he says, but people say it makes Homer go something, but it's makes Homer something something.
Yeah,
he doesn't say go. That was my point because people always throw the go in there, but then Marge says go crazy.
Don't mind if I do. Dude, that movie. Have you ever heard how Stephen King hates it?
Yes. That's why he did the remake of it. The TV version of it.
There was a TV version? Holy fucking shit.
Yeah, he did a remake because they took out heaps of the things he likes from the book. Because
Stanley Kubrick's like, I'm smarter than you guys, so fuck you.
Did the movie have the talking bushes?
No.
No, not talking bushes. The eating bushes.
I think that's the Bible.
No,
that
they're,
had
they're
the
eating
bushes.
They eat people.
No. The movie was very tame in the way of I'm away from the mic.
I really hope that was correct information. I'm pretty sure the bushes eat people. Anyway, I may have gotten
just
that
read
wrong.
The fucking book.
I'm not gonna read the book.
Listen to the audio book then.
I might
on audible.com.
I hope we'll get promotion from them.
Essentially, the entire movie is really fucking bland and is just essentially, like, it's supposed to just signify that either David's just making his dad fucking insane or something, because, like, it's stripped down to pretty much the three living characters and the two daughters and the father and the bartender. That's, like, pretty much the only characters, plus the black guy.
I can't.
What do they call him? It's like, there's a niggerish cook. Because, like, the black guy is coming to help them, and it's just like, they're in the washroom, and it's like, there's a nigger.
I know heaps of reference from that movie purely from the film clip of 30 Seconds to Mars.
Kel!
Yeah.
Kel!
I can't remember which comedian it was. Another thing, I can never remember these people. This comedian was saying how he has twin daughters and he's always wanted to dress them up and put them, like, make them stand in the window.
No, Bernie wants to have twin daughters. That was the thing. He always wanted twin daughters. There may have been a comedian that said that he had twins.
Oh, no, he already had, this comedian already had twins.
Yeah.
And he's like, always wanted to dress them up for Halloween.
I would fucking totally do that. Same matching clothes, make them have, like, the bow tie in the same spot. There was, like, a
I was like a Family Guy when I see that, because, you know, Stewie goes down the hallway on the bike.
It was a re-release of the Carrie movie, which apparently has been considered shit.
Well, yeah, it's got the chick from Kick-Ass 2 in it.
Yeah, but, like...
Or Kick-Ass 1, for that matter.
Essentially, it's...
People always say things are shit because they're stuck in their old mind thinking old versions are good.
Okay. How the person, like this reviewer, has pointed out, the difference between the two actresses that, like, play Carrie in the old and the new one. The new one, she's not really, like, odd or awkward or, like, unattractive in any real way. Like, the other one, she looks like she's an outcast a lot.
Yeah, but...
like, you cannot look at...
That's
like,
also a movie that was made in a different time. Like, these days... that's, like... really sexy people are often unpopular.
Yeah, but... you can never buy into that.
I can.
I can't.
I'm surprised when, like, I find out someone's not popular. I'm like, really? That chick's hot.
I could get that she's not popular in Kick-Ass 2 because, like, she's lived a life pretty much sheltered from that community. And technically, she's supposed to be in Carrie. But it's more of that she's sheltered and supposed to be, like, really awkward. And she doesn't pull off awkward, apparently. Like, kind of, like, is a put-down, I guess. Also, you know, Julianne Moore.
What's that mean?
I don't really like her.
Yeah. I'm going to pick my nose here.
Jodie Foster would have been a better choice.
No one can tell because, you know, I just wipe it on the couch and no one can tell because it's audio. Did I do it? You'll never know.
Hmm.
Did I do it, Chris? Yes. Yes, I could tell you. See?
Actually, something that I want to watch that is a Stephen King related thing is Dugan's Cadillac. That fucking story is insane. Have you ever heard about it?
Probably not. I probably know the story. It's probably like one of those things that's
been... it's a short story. It was in the Nightmares and Dreamscapes.
He does that stuff all the time, yeah.
Short stories. But,
so I wrote 7 books today.
Because they're easy. Oh. But, this guy, he essentially, like, does all this fucking planning just to, like, get revenge on, this gangster who, like, killed his wife because she was going to testify against him. And it goes into the level of he gets extremely buff, figures out how big of a hole he has to dig to get this Cadillac to fall into without any problem. Then he does all this fucking work, makes sure that, like, he can get them on the route. And, like, essentially he fucks up his entire body, like, burying the dude and everything. He buries this dude alive in his fucking Cadillac. Mm-hmm. And you may say, well, why didn't he get out? It was narrow enough so he couldn't open the doors. And his fucking glass was bulletproof. Which still begs the question, how come he didn't just break the seals?
What seals?
Like the seals around the windshield.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because that's a doable thing.
But, yeah, but also, if you try to break the window while the guy's pouring dirt in.
Yeah. Depends on where he, like, lands the dirt first. Like, this dude would have been wrecked by the time that the fucking car fell in.
I think the creepiest type of horror for me, not even horrors, but just creepy
this
movies.
This was just a revenge story.
But, like, books, movies, or anything like that, the creepiest form to me is an entire town of weirdos.
Mm.
Of, like...
he's done a few of those.
People who are technically dead already.
Mm. You know how you're talking about dreams? I had an idea for a game, like, a while back where it's just like essentially going through dreams and like you know how dreams are. Well, everyone knows how they are because of Inception. Like dreams just can like morph and change and all that sort of
shit.
Yeah,
and often they're wrong but you have no idea they're wrong until you wake up.
Mm.
Like there's a bridge in Stanthorpe that's 30 fucking miles long and you wake up. Oh, it's not. It's like 2 meters.
Or I'm in a house and I turn around and like there's just this big fucking landscape of nature.
Yeah. I just casually have, like, a fucking tree in my bedroom. You don't realize it's weird at the time.
Yeah, like, your walls have just disappeared.
Like, I sometimes live in my house, but my house is in town.
Mm.
Like, it'll be on one of the main streets. Or sometimes Stanthorpe, in my dream, looks more like Toowoomba.
Yeah.
But I don't realize until I wake up, I'm like, that was just Toowoomba with Stanthorpe things in it.
Or you, like, you go into somebody's house that you've always been into... but, like, the interior's just changed. And then it's an impossible layout where, like, the rooms are, like, fucking 30 feet long. But, like, you know, the houses are only 24 feet long on that side, so...
Yeah.
I love how your fucking dream can, like, just distort everything. Driving a car is the worst thing in your dream. I cannot fucking... my mind does not retain how, like, cars are supposed to be driven.
I don't think I've ever driven a car in my dream.
Oh, it's the fucking most intense, like, feeling.
I think I've driven a car in video game form. Like, I had a dream I was in GTA Vice City.
Yeah. No, like,
I was driving in fairness.
I couldn't fucking control, like, braking or accelerating properly. Everything
it's
was
basically dreams are, you've, because you're not using your normal mind, you're losing control of most worldly things, but really you're actually still in control, but you don't know how to control it.
Mm. Unless you're having a vivid dream where you can actually...
If you know how to lucid dream, you can totally do it.
Yeah.
Like,
lucid, not vivid.
I could get... Well, it's technically the same thing.
No, vivid just means it's, like, really realistic.
Yeah,
like,
but that doesn't mean you can't control it.
No, lucid means that, like, you're understanding. Vivid just means that, like, it's great detail.
Yes.
Like, you may
but
be...
That doesn't mean they can't be existing in the same scape.
Oh, no. I'm just saying that they aren't exclusively, like, together.
Yeah.
You can have either or. You could have a fucking lucid dream where you're just driving a fucking T-Rex like a car.
One of my scariest dreams...
I want that now.
One of my scariest dreams was... in my dreams, a lot of the time, some of my friends from school are always with me, even though we don't hang out anymore.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember I was hanging out with two of my friends, and there was, like, a zombie apocalypse, and we're driving, like, this red ute, and I was sitting in the back, and they fucking drove off, accidentally went off the, like, sort of corner, and we went fucking rolling down. I was perfectly fine. Mm. I didn't get hurt at all. I was just under the truck. We didn't realize I'd be dead.
Mm.
And then I got out, and then we sort of ran into, like, this old caravan park, and we went in there looking for resources, and as we were in there, like, a zombie started sort of walking past the window. Mm-hmm. We could see its shadow, and, like, and then we shut the door, and, like, you know, we were trying to be quiet, and, like, the zombie, and someone made a noise, and the zombie sort of, like, came up and started, like, pushing at the door a little bit, like, sort of moving it, and I woke up. But, like, that was creepy. In the dream, that was creepy, because, like, it's fucking trying to get us. And one of my friends was injured. He fucked his leg up in the crash.
Mm.
Even though I was the one in the back. But I can't get hurt.
I've had, like, a dream before where a talking cat essentially walked me through things. That was a thing.
I like how Adventure Time does their dream thing. Like, Jake's ears are just really weird and things like that. Like, people's ears and stuff are longer.
Yeah, it doesn't stay static. Like, how your body is normally, like...
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you just have...
Well, isn't that, like, sort of what they say about autistic kids? Like, they don't have a good grasp of where their limbs begin and end. Like, they don't fully understand their body.
I've never studied autism.
They don't know how their body is. They're not... Sort of, it's like a weird disconnect. That's sort of how your dreams are. You don't understand your body. Sometimes your arms are way longer than they should be.
I like how, like, essentially we've just gone into talking about dreams, and that's how, like, this...
I love dreams. In fact, if we talk about dreams any longer, I'll cut out all that other shit we had just to talk about dreams. I fucking love dreams.
Yeah, I think it'd be nice, because honestly, like, yeah, the idea of a game, like, revolving around the dream world, like, you literally, like, the way that I always thought it was, is, like, okay, straight up, the character could not be the actual person experiencing the dream. It'd have to be a subconscious part of the person actually experiencing the dream.
I often think about, because, like, those weird short survival horror, like, dream worlds, like Slender Man games are, like, really popular at the moment. There's also that other one where you've got the camera and...
Yeah, Outlast.
Yeah, like, it's a real popular, like, thing going on at the moment. And also, it's funny that you're bringing up, like, dreams... Because I actually was thinking, like, could I make, like, an indie dream game where you're in, like, you're in a building, and every time you go to the door to leave, you somehow, I wouldn't know how to do it, fluidly, like, you know, somehow you end up back where you were. Like, you go through a door, and you walk down the hallway to leave the building, but then when you go outside, you're somehow back in your building. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't leave. There's some birds, like, trying to eat each other out there.
Yeah. But, because the one dream that always sticks with me, and this is one that I've had throughout my fucking entire life, it was actually when I was, like, living across the road from your house right now, in my old house at Donnelly Scarsell Road, so just where
you used to live over there.
Yeah, I used to live in that.
That's weird, because I used to live down the road from where you live now.
Yeah.
I used to live in where the Schuberts lived.
Shit. But, you know how there's those dams?
Yeah.
I used to have this dream/nightmare that there used to just been this giant fucking octopus in there. And like...
Water. I hate water in dreams. I really do.
Fucking... If there is any time that I fear water... Like, I can kind of fear it nowadays because I'm like, okay, when... Like, we aren't meant to be in water. I can respect that. But when your dream, like, forces you around water and, like, you just can't fucking control it...
In my dreams with water, it's never me that's in danger of water. It's always I find someone I know in the water.
No, it's always, like... me getting too close to the water and, like, some part of my mind still, like, retains that fucking, like, octopus creature. And, like, he's never, like, violent. He's just present and I, like, fear him. And it's just that odd.
Mm. I used to have a dream about my backyard used to turn into a massive, like, drain and suck everything in.
Mm. Actually, that fucking sinkholes, man.
I used to have a fear about the bathtub. I thought everything I owned would go down the thing if I didn't hold on to them.
Shit.
Because we used to have a drain where it didn't have the grid. Like, it wasn't a massive hole, but it didn't have the grid. So I used to think all my toys would go down there. And I think that's what caused that.
I had a dream once where essentially I was in like a fucking hot air balloon. And what was weird about it was it was legitimately just in on a flat plane area. But as further and further I went up, more and more platforms of scaffolding sort of building type things. Like, it wasn't just bare scaffolding, but it wasn't like...
So well, you're playing real life dream doodle jump?
Essentially. My dream was doodle jump before doodle jump began. Like, this was back when I was in primary school.
Yeah.
And it was just so fucking odd. Like, all of a sudden, like, this massive mega structure around the hot air balloon was just being built. And it wasn't like it was just, I was seeing the construction. It was just appearing when, like, my mind decided it wanted to be there.
Hmm.
People were on it and everything, like, fucking discussing shit, and, like, there was bazaars and all that sort of stuff.
You know, I think... like, we'd reached the pinnacle of, like, human, discovery, or technology and human discovery, when we figure out how to plug someone's brain into a screen and, record their actual dreams in full, like, what they see.
Dude, I would that'd not be, want to fucking
that'd
see
be
that.
Crazy. Like, because imagine how much, like, ideas people come up with in their sleep and never remember.
Yeah, but, like, at the same time, how many people have violent dreams? Like,
People discover what the fuck's wrong with them. They wouldn't, you know.
Psychiatrists are just like, that boy needs therapy. Psychosomatic. That boy needs therapy. Purely psychosomatic. That boy needs therapy. Lie down on the couch. What does that mean? You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut. I love that song.
I'm going to pretend like I know what that is. I think Frontier I've heard psychiatrist. You sing. I think I've heard you trying to rap it before.
Yeah, when we were up at Lucas's place. When Philippe and I were together, we fucking always sing that song. We had it when I was driving him down to Melbourne. Fucking, I think that was Melbourne. Played 20 times. It was, insanely, every time we'd always, go on with it. So, your dreams.
That was good. That was a good discussion.
Yeah. I don't know. I want to actually start writing a dream diary, and I'm going to have on the front cover a unicorn.
Yeah, well, you should actually, if you're going to talk about dreams, there's an app that Travis has on his phone. You might want to try and check it out. It's like what dreams are and what they mean.
No, I don't want that.
Because, a lot of people have similar dreams and they always turn out to mean the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like your body knows what's up with it, but you don't know how to communicate with your body. Mm. So when your body has a problem or, you know, your mind is worried about something, it just displays it in the form of a dream and everyone has the same dream somehow. We're all connected. It's weird.
That'd be too insane. Especially if I started dreaming about android shape.
But not super psycho things, but just little things. Like, if you have a dream where your teeth fall out, that means something.
Mm. Yeah, teeth, are one thing that your mouth, you just can't keep retained in your mouth when you're dreaming. If you start wiggling around the teeth, you'll just pull them out.
No, I mean, if you're just sitting there in a dream and then they just all fall out, like ash.
Mm.
That's like a thing. Yep. Thanks for listening.
What if, like, I'm playing with myself and it turns into a snake?
What if I'm playing with my penis and it, like, just falls off into ash?
It means ash. You want to be a girl.
It falls off into ash. Just making
I'm
sure.
I'm pretty sure that Ash will enjoy that. Ooh.
Suck Ash. Gotta catch them all.
Hey, I could have been talking about a female Ash.
What a, can I just before we finish, can I just point out how horrible name that is? That's Ash. Someone everyman. Ash Ketchum. He's got to catch them all.
Yeah, that's why his last name's Ketchum.
That's what I mean. It's horrible. That's like horrible, you know. That's like a shade of gray sort of bad writing. What's his name? Something Gray? His last name is Gray?
Sorry.
That's, you can't do that.
You know there's a shirt called Grey's Anatomy and...
Yes.
The main character is Alison Grey.
Yeah, I couldn't respect that show. I've only seen one episode and I couldn't respect it because she fucking died. And then she came back at the end of the episode. I was like, what? I don't... Magic. It's more about weird-ass...
Drama.
It's more about weird-ass magic than it is about medical science.
No, it's about banging people.
Yeah, it's about Grey's vagina, right? That's what it's called, right? Isn't it? Grey's vagina?
Well, other people bang other people. It's not just about her banging people.
Oh.
And then it also had that shitty spin-off called Private Practice where it's like, I'm Kate Walsh and I need another show.
Kate Walsh was on Nurse, I think.
She's okay, but...
I can't remember. Someone Walsh, anyway. Wait. Kate Walsh. She's not the one that plays Lara Croft, is she?
No.
In the video game? So someone else? Okay. I know there was someone in Grey's Anatomy that played the new Lara Croft in the video
Probably
game.
Probably not her.
It was someone from Grey's Anatomy, I'm sure of it.
In the new Tomb Raider?
Yeah.
It is Camilla
Oh, that's it. Camilla. Yep.
Luddington.
Luddington. Yeah, she's a British chick. Yep.
Of course she is, because British accent, that's actually decent.
Mm.
You know, why fucking make somebody that isn't actually a voice actor?
Yeah, I'm totally way more attracted to the new Lara Croft.
Is that because she's, like, actually not retardedly, like, busted?
It's not even bust, it's just she's better looking. I mean, the other one had, like, a fucking man jaw.
Yeah, I find her more attractive because she can take a beating.
Mm. She can...
I love how people are just like... That's not a good example of a female character. It fucking is. Like, take it and leave it because...
Doesn't she almost get raped in that one? Or is that a different game?
Uh-huh.
She gets... Okay.
Yeah.
Don't rape.
And everyone's like, this is terrible that we have... It's like, okay. A bunch of men... It's all men. There's no females on this island.
Yeah.
I've not seen women.
There's also not seeing as a female rapist.
It's like,
so if there was going to be a rape, you know it's men because men are the only types that rape.
No, it's just like, of course fucking they're going to probably sexually like assault one of these female characters because, yeah, they're fucking disgusting people. I mean, what?
Right, so are you going to tell a story or are you going to wrap up?
I
you were going to say there's an island full of men.
Yeah, there's an island full of men that have been stranded there
Sounds
for fucking
good. Sounds
years.
Good.
It's like...
Sounds like heaven!
It's either they're going to be extremely gay for each other or like just...
It totally would have been a perfect point for Stewie, you know. There's an island full of men. Oh, go on.
But like, be honest, like... Do you not think that, like, they're probably going to be a bit predatorial towards females? They haven't seen a woman in so long, of course. Like, we're gonna just go straight for that, like, rape thing.
I mean, she could always, you know, if she could have just gone lumen on their ass.
It's like, you know, there's a rape culture in this society, or whatever they say. It's a jungle out there.
Rape culture's the name of my new band.
No, that's just like
That's horrible, Chris. Why would you make that joke? Don't ever use the R word.
Remember how we had like this time when we didn't use that word?
When we did or when we didn't?
Didn't. Yeah, I think there was like...
And we still don't. I don't like it. It's a horrible word. And you just dropped something there. What was that?
Yeah, it's like the silver thing that goes over the earpiece. But, okay. Yeah, like that fucking bit. And then like all the other stuff. It's like people really don't like that game. It's like, why? Because a female is forced upon to do something of action. Like every other fucking character in the entire like history of storytelling. No. You know, Romeo, you know, he was not totally like forced into this like whole obsession with Juliet. You know, it was always established in the fucking world of Capulet.
A rose by any other name, the smell is sweet. What about tulips? Rose is good, it's moving on. I can't remember the exact quote. I fucked that up.
But
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry for fucking like everything.
I hate, like, when people say, you know, Lara was, like, fucking acted upon in a lot of the, like, scenes. It's like, not really. I mean, she jumped down into that pool of blood by herself. She, killed a lot of people by herself. She saved a lot of people by herself and was assisted a couple of times by Roth.
You know, going from Lara Croft to Drake... to Nolan North was in How to Train Your Dragon, back to what we were talking about earlier with that J guy, which I think was off air, but still. I'm just saying.
I can't wait for the second movie.
I didn't even know he was in that.
I really want to see the second movie. You know who else is in a part of the How to Train Your Dragon universe? Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
He's the villain in the TV series.
Yeah, yes. I googled it ages ago because I wanted to find out who was in it.
Yeah.
The only person...
He was on the Nerdist talking.
The only person I knew who was definitely in it was McLovin. I don't know his real name. It's something weird. It's like a two-parter.
Yeah.
Is he Italian or something? He's got a long, probably. Long name.
I don't know. We're probably not going to talk about any more dreams, but we should like start making a dream diary. So that I don't feel weird when I make one.
I think I'm done. Breaking up. I think I'm done. I haven't had a drink in like an hour. And we didn't take breaks this time, so.
Yeah. Nah, I think we're good for today.
I think we're good.
For
baby.
Today. Oh, yeah.
We're good today.
I'll see you next week.
Maybe if we do it next week. Girl.
When your parents are away and no one can hear you scream.
Pretty much.
You want me to fuck you instead?
We all want my sweet.
By any chance, did you catch crabs at that car break? Did you catch crabs?
What are you saying?
Did you catch crabs?
We all want my sweet.
Who? Who?
Homeboy.
Who? Who?
Fucking asshole.